Mishnah Gimel. Already from this Mishnah, we are going to go into the last of the Avos Melachos, the prohibition of carrying something from one domain into another, or from carrying something for four Amos in a public domain. And the point which our Mishnah is trying to bring out is that although it is forbidden mid Oraisa to carry any amount in a Rosh Harabim for four Amos, or from one domain into another, one is only liable to the punishments if he carries something significant. So what is considered something significant? Says the Mishnah of Oikla Acher Omru, another rule the Chachom said, Kol HaKosher Latznia, anything which is fit for hiding away, meaning something which is fit for use, and people generally use it, it's not something which is disgusting and therefore people would throw away. And furthermore, Matznian Komoihu, people would keep even that amount, so it's considered a significant enough amount for Itzir B'Shabbos. So if somebody brings that out on Shabbos, Chayv Alav Chatos, he will be liable to bring a Korban Chatos if he did that unintentionally. However, V'chol She'ein Kosh Latznia, anything which is not fit for keeping, for hiding away, for example, if it's disgusting, or if it's something which is forbidden to benefit from, or if the Matznian Komoihu, if people don't keep that amount, then V'Hitzir B'Shabbos, if somebody brings it out on Shabbos, Ein Chayv, he is not liable, Elo except HaMatzniyoi, one who does hide it away. Meaning, if somebody considers this thing significant for him, and he keeps it, even though most people wouldn't consider it significant, since he personally lends significance to this thing, if he carries it out, he would be liable. But if anybody else would, then they would not be liable, since for most people it is not considered something significant. Now really, this Mishnah is the basis for the next three Perakim or so, which list many, many different objects, and how much of that item you would need to bring out into a Rosh HaRabim, or carry from one domain into another, in order to be liable for breaking Shabbos.